When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Ever since Russia declared war on Ukraine, the Russian people have suffered under U.S. sanctions, endured the closure of U.S. businesses, and even experienced the deplatforming from U.S.-based social media giant Instagram. Besides political insults and attempts to influence the price of oil, Russia has not had much room to fight back against these sanctions. Enter Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is an American professional basketball player for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. As one of the more dominant and visible players in the WNBA, she enjoys a high profile wherever she goes. The issue with this, however, is that she goes to Russia to play professional basketball in the WNBA's offseason, and the timing of this most recent Russian season has overlapped with Russia's war on Ukraine. According to a New York Times report, quote, the Russian Federal Customs Service said its officials had detained the player after finding vape cartridges that contained hashish oil in her luggage, end quote. The report goes on to say, quote, the Customs Service said that a criminal case had been opened into the large-scale transportation of drugs, which can carry a sentence of up to 10 years in prison in Russia. Hashish oil, or hash oil, is a marijuana concentrate, end quote. Griner was recently denied house arrest, and her detention was extended to May 19th, only to have it extended another month as of late last week. Griner appeared for a brief hearing last Friday, handcuffed, with her dreadlocks covered in a red hoodie and her face held low. To discuss this further, I have today's guest, Black Information Network producer and sports reporter Ahmed Big Med Gordon with us. This is Our Daily Story, and I am your host, Ramses Ja. So welcome to the show, Big Med. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Great to be on with you, sir.
Yes, sir, man. This is something that we've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and glad we're doing it today and glad we're doing it with you. So let's start where we're going to start. Describe the reported conditions of the Russian prison where Griner is being held.
So what we're understanding is, as people who may know Brittany Griner, she is a tall woman. Mm-hmm. She's about 6'8", 6'9". Mm-hmm. And the Russian conditions, from what she described, was that the beds are too small for her. The beds are too small. If you saw the pictures of her walking out with her dreads, you saw her, the condition of her dreads weren't in great condition. So she's not being able to really take care of herself in those kind of ways. And of course, with her being, you know, a lesbian woman, Black woman, in a Russian prison, it also brings in undue attention to her as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things that she has to deal with just being from America, being a lesbian, being Black, and being as tall as she is, that she has to just deal with on an everyday basis. And we're not even talking about other things that are going on in, that could be going on in the prison as well.
Sure, sure. So we mentioned what she's in trouble for. Let's detail the severity of her crime.
So I laugh because the fact that Russia, okay, mm-hmm. of any country, you know, trying to put anybody in prison for 10 up to 10 years mm-hmm. for drugs is comedy or comical to me. because of all the issues they've had when it comes to the Olympics and the performance enhancing drugs, the illegal drugs that, that their athletes use to get an edge in the Olympics. So that aside, yes. So her bringing in the hash oil, which allegedly it could have been more like, you know, they say that she had enough, allegedly that it could have been like a distribution, like she was trying to sell while she was over there. You know, some people are saying it was just a personal amount, but yes, the, according to Russia, she can be facing up to 10 years in prison just for bringing it into the country. And again, you know, it's one of those things where you think about WNBA players. This is a normal thing for them to go to Russia, to play in Russia. Russia is one of the highest paying leagues in the world for outside women, for women players outside of the U.S., but including the U.S., you know, the highest paid player in the WNBA is going to be getting around 250,000. The highest, you know, played player in Russia might be getting 1.5 million.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it is exponentially, you know, richer over, and we're talking about Turkey, you're talking about Russia, you're talking about these other countries that, you know, you have now, which is an interesting, this is a side note of all this, that the WNBA is actually putting provisions in their guidelines where if you miss the beginning of a season because you're overseas playing, that you might get suspended for the whole season for the WNBA. And there's WNBA players that are saying, okay, yeah, we're going to take the money, you know what I'm saying? And just skip the season. That's fine. So that's what we're dealing with. But you have WNBA players that have to go over there just to make ends meet. And we're talking about some of the best players in the WNBA. Diane Taurasi played in Russia. You know, Brittany Griner has been playing in Russia for 4 or 5 years. So this is a normal thing for them. And for this all to happen at this time, where they, a lot of players that were stuck over there, because if you don't finish your contract, you don't get paid all your money. So some of them were dealing with that, and not just in Russia, but around in Poland and places like that that were close to the Ukraine situation. It was like, do I stay and try to make my money, or do I, you know, evacuate and go back home and not make the money I was supposed to make? So there's a lot of things that they had to deal with when it comes to the situation.
Okay. Based on everything that you know, how likely do you feel like she's going to be convicted and actually see a 10-year sentence?
I don't think it's going to come down to that. I really don't. Recently, the United States are said that they're going to treat this like a like she's being held, you know, held captive, right, basically. And they just did a transaction for a young an operative that was over there. And allegedly there is something on the table right now. And hold on, let me pull it up real quick for a prisoner swap. This is alleged again for the Merchant of Death.
And
the thing about this is, it's not a fair swap for the United States. It doesn't even make sense for the United States to make a swap like this. Right. The man that they're talking about has egregious, you know, world crimes on his on his resume. You know what I'm saying? And then to put him back into play, to put him back and send him back to Russia is a very dangerous thing to do. Sure. So it's not a fair swap to try and bring back Brittany Griner just for him. You know what I'm saying? So we have to figure this out. But I do know that the United States is treating this a whole lot differently. And they're treating her like she's, you know, being detained, you know, saying without, you know, without cause.
Right.
So they're trying to do everything they can to bring her back. But I do not think they're going to make a transaction, not for the Merchant of Death, if you will, to bring her back. But I believe they're going to get something done. They're always going to get something done. Okay. There's too many sanctions that the United States have put on Russia for Russia to say, you know, there's other options that they can go to get her back, I believe.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes. And switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BIN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/BIN.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Black Information Network producer and sports reporter Ahmed Big Med Gordon is with us today discussing the arrest and imprisonment by the Russian government of Brittney Griner. So what is being done by the U.S. to politically appeal to the Russian government on her behalf?
I mean, they've been in talks. A lot of this stuff has been, you know, kind of hush hush, other than the possible transaction of the Merchant of Death. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, they've been real quiet. It's been really interesting because when this first started, this, remember, she's been in Russia in prison since February. Yeah. And the thing was that we didn't really start hearing about it until like a month later. Mm. And at that point, you were wondering, OK, is anybody going to say anything about this? And then we found out from the WNBA players that they were being told, keep quiet.
Yeah.
Don't say anything because they don't want to be they don't want Russia and the United States to be or Russia to use her as a political pawn, which, yeah, of course, they can. And as we see, it's possible that they could be doing. So a lot of the information that's being put out there right now about what they could possibly do to get her back has been very quiet, you know, and you're just hoping that through the back channels this gets done. It's sure. It's amazing. There's a lot of people, even in Russia, that don't agree with the war that's going on in Ukraine. The teams are owned by billionaires. The women's teams in Russia are being owned by billionaires. I was hoping that that maybe they would have some kind of influence in this situation as well. You know, these oligarchs that are in Russia. But that seems to, you know, not be making any moves in Russia on its own. So we're just kind of waiting and seeing what's going to happen next.
You know, when this first broke, I remember there was some piece of information that made its way to us that said that suggested that she wasn't even able to contact the embassy over there, the U.S. embassy, and get some support or some sort of maybe translate. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but mm-hmm. I remember at least early on that she was kind of confined and wasn't able to really communicate. And so
right.
That kind of set the stage and set the tone of sort of her treatment, at least in my mind over there. And then, you know, to your point about her being a professional athlete over there, you would imagine that she would have support from, you know, fans, obviously NBA or basketball rather, mm-hmm. and WNBA players and NBA players will have some status over there. And so I was, you know, it was curious to see that they were able to do this when that she wasn't able to get any sort of support, at least early on.
Yeah, because the thing about these women basketball players overseas, is they are treated a lot better popularity wise
yeah.
over there than they are here. Okay. So for this to happen again, you know, Russia is one of those countries that's very controlled by the government. Okay. Very controlled by the government, what they see, what they hear. You know, you have the older Russians, you know, hearing about the Ukraine situation and they think they're, you know, they're under attack. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The way that they twist the stories in Russia can make it seem that, you know, she was they can make her look however they want her to look as a big time drug dealer. So they're not going to give her the support because like this woman from America is trying to, you know, bring drugs into the country. Mm. However they want to twist it, they can twist it to make it look a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
And they control the media over there in Russia. So that's probably why you're not going to be seeing a lot of Russian support from the fans, the basketball okay. fans that are in the country.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And again, you know, when it comes to everything that's going on around there, you know, it's just people are trying to be hands off. You're not going to see other countries trying to get involved in anything Russia related right now. So it's basically up to the United States. And you're seeing now more WNBA players speaking out about it, more NBA players speaking out about it. They're putting the Brittany Griner, her initials on the courts at WNBA games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a thing now. We're able to kind of openly talk about it because everybody knows about it. So hopefully that does something to help the United States get her back.
Sure, sure. I'll share this. I was so I live in Phoenix. So Brittany and I actually own a couple of nightclubs in Phoenix as well. And Brittany is been to my clubs before. She's partied, you know, that sort of thing. Went to the grocery store. This might have been maybe a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. I took my son to the grocery store, and there was sort of a community outreach thing that was going on with our Phoenix Mercury here, which is the basketball team that Brittany Griner plays for.
Right.
The Mercury were at the grocery store in, you know, aprons behind the butcher's counter, and they were at the cashier's desks, and they were, you know, manning the Starbucks and all this sort of stuff. So these guys were everywhere stocking the shelves. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool to see just a kind of a community, a way to engage with the community and, you know, let folks know, you know, hey, we're approachable. Well, I'm not sure exactly what their intentions were, but it was really cool to walk in and see.
It's marketing. It's marketing for the team.
Marketing.
And,
there we go.
And I can tell you this to piggyback off that story.
Okay.
A friend of mine who's a lawyer does a course at Georgia State University. I'm here in Atlanta. Uh-huh. And he had a course, and he's talking about, you know, negotiating, you know, contracts and things of that nature. And Brittany Griner came to Atlanta and sat in on the panel and discussed negotiation tactics, what she had to deal with, you know, working in Russia, working, you know, in the United States, what she has to do to, you know, negotiate her deals.
Sure.
She did this free. Flew in on her own dime, free, everything. And this happened maybe 3 weeks before she was arrested in Russia.
Wow.
So Brittany Griner is one of those people that is a super kind person, gives of her time, loves people. And it's devastating to see that she has to be going through this right now. And again, like we said earlier, she has a wife, you know what I'm saying? She has loved ones that are here. She has teammates, she has friends, and she is alone in a prison, you know, in a Russian prison. And in my, you know, opinion, she shouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. At this point in time, the fact that we're talking about trading her for a murderer, you know what I'm saying? The fact that we're talking about trading her for somebody that is, you know, world renowned as a killer, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to, you know, war killings, things of that, you know, it's unfair. And that's why they were trying to keep it quiet in the beginning, because, you know, hopefully she can get a lawyer and get past this, but it's gone beyond that now.
Sure, sure. Now, this next question. So, you know, when I was at the grocery store and I saw the WNBA players, all these really tall people and all their support staff, of course, a lot of them were wearing Free Britney shirts, you know, and shirts that said, you know, Britney Griner. Not just the players, but the staff, right?
Right.
And they had these shirts where you could like just pick up a shirt and wear it and support her, right?
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome because obviously she had been in prison at that point, 2.5 months, you know, nearly 3 months by then. They finally were able to, I guess, speak about it and show their support. And I'm sure that it's important for them that the public doesn't forget that Britney is in a Russian prison.
Absolutely.
What can we as individuals do to show our support for Brittany Griner?
I think it's just to keep the hashtag going, to continue talking about the story. A friend of mine, you know, posted because she didn't know. She didn't know how long she was gone for it. And the fact that she didn't know, you know, of course, it was because there's not much being done from the media side of things to kind of report what was going on. It was just brief things here and there. But now it's gotten to the point now we can tell people what's going on. Because I knew back in March that she had the trial on the 19th, on May 19th, not the trial, but, you know, for the hearing on May 19th. And I told my friend that. I'm like, yeah, no, she has a hearing on May 19th because people thought she just disappeared. I'm like, no, she's in prison. But, you know, she's there. Like you were talking about, she didn't have contact with the embassy in the beginning. She was able to get contact with the embassy.
Yeah, eventually.
And that's when she came out initially. And I think this was like late March, saying that she's okay. She's in good spirits. You know, she's going to make it through. And she was able to contact her family and things like that. So, you know, she's had that, that going on. But now it's mostly about social activism, if you will, because there's really not much we can do hands on. We can't go and, you know, march somewhere and say, you know, we need to get this done. She's in Russia. Mm-hmm. The United States is doing, you know, is trying to work things out. You know, they've already, you know, kind of, you know, raised the status of this as just not an American arrested, but now American detained.
Yeah.
And it's
wrongfully detained.
It's wrongfully detained. And so America is doing their part to try and get her back. Mm-hmm. All we can do is keep people informed, because that's the thing that is going to hurt her, is the misinformation or non-information about it and people forgetting about it. The WNBA is doing their part. We need to do our part by continuing to do what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. is inform people about what's going on with Brittany Griner and demand and staying on the United States to get things done. Absolutely. That's another thing. We need to stay on the government, because yes, they can be talking about it, but if, you know, we've seen politicians mm-hmm. out of sight, out of mind as well. So if we continue to talk about it, continue to talk that way, hey, where's Brittany Griner? Why isn't she back yet? What's going on with Brittany Griner? Because what's going to happen is we're not going to hear about her again for another 30 days when that hearing in Russia comes about. And then if they extend it again, now it's like, okay, why y'all keep on extending this hearing? It's a hearing. You know what I'm saying? It's not a trial. It's a hearing. So why are we still extending this? Why are we not allowing her to have house arrest? She has a home in Russia. Why is she not allowed just to be in her home? Why can't she give the ability to take care of herself? Sure. Is she a flight risk for you guys? Because that possibly is what it might be looking like right now. She might be a flight risk, so she's not going to be able to leave prison. So there's a lot of things going on, but we need to keep everything on top of people's minds when it comes to Brittany Griner, so that everybody knows that she's still over there, that she needs our help, that she needs to be brought back home safely.
Absolutely. Now, I want to mention this before we let you go, that the point you were making was that the U.S. has reclassified Brittany Griner as wrongfully detained by Russia.
Yes.
And there's a lot
yes.
that comes with that, because
yes.
By reclassifying her as wrongfully detained, there's more that they can do, and there's more light shed on her situation.
On her situation. And, yeah. and that was not happening earlier on. Yeah. Earlier on, it was trying to keep it hush and try mm-hmm. to, you know, back channel it and hopefully get her out. But when we saw that wasn't happening, the United States did reclassify it, and yeah. is more hands on deck. And it's a little bit, it becomes negotiations now.
There it is.
And there's another American over there that they're trying to get out as well. So we'll see what happens when it comes to both Americans coming home.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, before we let you go, how can we keep up with you? What is your social media? Any websites? Anything you want to drop before we let you go?
Yeah. Big Med, BIGMED on all social media. Just look that up. Mind of Med Pod. The Mind of Med podcast is coming back, so you can look out for that. So Mind of Med Pod and Big Med at Big Med, BIGMED, Mind of Med, MindOfMedPod. Mind of Med Pod on Instagram.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you very much for your insight today. Once again, our guest is Black Information Network producer and sports reporter Ahmed Big Med Gordon. And before I let you go, I'll leave you with this. One of the world's top athletes, one who also happens to be Black, female, and queer, is in need of our thoughts, prayers, and actions. Griner is far from home for now, but let's celebrate her. Let's continue to follow her story. Let's continue to demand justice for her, as well as a timely release. And when the time is right, let's give this prisoner of war a hero's welcome when she returns home. This has been a production of the Black Information Network. Today's show was produced by Chris Thompson. Have some thoughts you'd like to share? Use the red microphone talkback feature on the iHeartMedia app. While you're there, be sure to hit subscribe and download all of our episodes. Follow us on all social media at Our Daily Story Podcast. I am your host, Ramses Ja. Join us tomorrow as we share our news with our voice from our perspective, right here on Our Daily Story.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use,
and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.